is a local business owner and a fitness expert, a personal trainer, owner of Boot Camp Fitness and Training and Tallahassee Kettlebells. Laurel Blackburn is our guest today, and we are glad you're here. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Cerny. Welcome to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday. Glad you've tuned in, and we have Laurel Blackburn with us. Laurel, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
I mean, and here we are at the first of the year, so we're ready to talk about our resolutions to get healthy, stay healthy, get fit, lose weight, grow hair or lose hair, whatever we're going to do to try to improve the shaggy appearance that we have going on here on the home side, regardless. And Laurel, you're here to help us as not only a fitness trainer, but I think it would be fair to say a sort of health expert. You've been in this business, what, 15 years?
Yeah, I've been in 15 years. I've also done interviews for Women's Health, the local, but also the National Women's Health, Oxygen Magazine. I was in a magazine that Jillian Michaels was on the cover of.
Really?
So I've been in a lot of national magazines. So, yeah, they consult me as a fitness expert.
Well, there you go. So
yeah.
Published and experienced, and you're a personal trainer. So not only are you in the business of helping others in a broader way, let's say, but in a rather focused way, you have clients who rely on you to help them individually. Is that right?
Yes, I have. Okay. It's not a huge part of our business, but I do. We do personal training, which we're trying to build up. A lot of people just think of us as doing the boot camp classes and forget that we also do personal training. And I have to say, we are very good at what we do.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's the one endorsement we allow you to make
okay.
during the show. Unsolicited. And I will offer this. Again, the name of the business is Boot Camp Fitness and Training. So the fitness part has to do with general health. Is that fair? I mean, how would you distinguish fitness from the training side?
It's all encompassing. Like when we get clients, not only is it just, you know, whipping someone into shape or kicking their ass, but we also are certified and specialists in movement disorders, corrective exercises. I've gotten a lot of people out of like pain that have had back surgeries and just all kinds of issues that they couldn't get relief from the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
So I think of us as more just all over health, fitness, wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, anyone, a monkey can go kick someone's ass with exercise.
Mm-hmm.
But we also, I mean, we're very careful. We modify stuff as needed.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's in a group, we focus on individuals and their needs.
So it's tailored.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though it's in a group,
we
can still tailor the workouts to fit any
individual,
age,
health, generally, gender. There are gender differences, are there not? I mean, so what may be good for a young male is not necessarily good for an older female.
No, they do the same workout.
Huh.
Actually, our older females kick the asses of the young college student.
There's a lot of ass kicking going on around here. I mean, what? I'm starting to feel a little bruised myself. Okay, so you're saying no, that's a myth. The male-female gender differences are not there.
Right. I mean, we have some females that are in their 40s, 50s that are in way better shape than some of the male college students we get in there.
Huh.
It's
well, less beer would be probably part of that, right?
Well, less beer, you know, just being sedentary in class and studying.
Well, I'm seeing photos of women flipping truck tires and stuff. Is this part of your regimen?
Yeah, that you may have seen a picture of me. That's something I like to do. For my 50th birthday, I actually flipped a 360-pound tire 50 times.
Holy smokes.
That was kind of my little birthday goal.
You know, see, I had a birthday goal, had nothing to do with truck tires, but that's just me.
50 beers?
Well, it was a bottle, yes. So here we go, folks. We're talking about health and fitness in the new year, and we've got Laurel Blackburn talking to us. In Tallahassee, is that becoming more of an interest, do you think, to the population? Do you see your business and businesses like yours growing? Because I'm seeing a lot of fitness places around town that you didn't see before.
Right. There's a lot of, I think people are looking for convenience. So what I've seen is a lot of gyms, UFIT, Anytime Fitness, American Fitness.
I mean, they're just like, they're like gas stations now.
Right. And they're 24-hour. Yeah. They're 24-hour gyms, so you can, you know, go in at your convenience, you know, work out and go home. So people are looking, because we're so busy, people are looking for something that's quick and effective.
Yeah. Well, in fact, here, I guess now about 4 or 5 years ago, I lost a lot of weight. I mean, over 100 pounds. And I did it. Yes, through some dietary changes, but nothing really drastic. Actually, increased the number of times during the day that I was eating small meals, you call them, or a snack, you know, a cereal bar or a piece of fruit or something. But the real issue was the metrics, looking at the aerobics and keeping heart rate up for at least 30 to 45 minutes at a rapid walk, sometimes a jog, but most of the time just looking at the heart rate and keeping that up at a certain level relative to my health or my age and my weight. And by doing that over a period of, I guess, about 6-7 months, tremendous amount of weight loss and increased energy levels and all the good things that go with it. Blood pressure goes down. Gee, what a shock. So I didn't have to get into anything that was really over the top, let's say, or 3 or 4 hours a day in a gym. I was doing this 3 days a week, and I was doing it for about an hour at a time. And, you know, the fact is, I've not done that as much, and I'm seeing the difference. You know, it's sort of like, okay, well, you know, if you do it, it works. If you don't, it doesn't. But how do you keep people focused? What is it that we... Do we sort of sabotage ourselves in the process? We go at it for a little while, and then we sort of give up. What happens?
I think, especially this time of year, people will join the gyms, they'll start running, they'll start dieting, they'll start, you know, getting in shape.
Yeah.
What happens is, because we're such a Biggest Loser society now, people want to drop 20 pounds in a week.
Yep. Didn't work.
It's not reality.
And that's not healthy, is it?
No.
Even if you could do that.
Right. So after 2 weeks of going to the gym and, you know, eating carrot sticks or whatever, they might see 1 pound. So they're like, screw this.
It's not going to work.
It's not going to work. So they quit. They're not looking at a lifestyle change.
Does it help to have others around you saying, come on, you can do this? Or does that vary by individual? Some people relate to that, some don't.
Right. Some people really do better in a group setting with motivation, friends, a gym setting, a class. And then you have some people that prefer doing tapes at home or, you know, just running on their own. So I think it's an individual thing. What you got to find what works for you.
Yeah. What was your starting point? How did you get into the whole fitness field?
I actually, when I started working out, I really fell in love with it. I had a personal trainer. I put on muscle really fast.
You fell in love with your personal trainer? Is that what you're telling me?
No. I fell in love with training.
Oh, sorry. Got that wrong. Okay. Hey, I'm just looking for every angle
I
can.
Okay. Well, that helps.
So shoot me.
That helps. So I started doing bodybuilding competitions.
Wow.
So I just got really into working out, and I was one of those that spent, you know, hours at the gym. It was social. It was working out. I don't know. I just really enjoyed that. So I got my personal trainer certification and just grew from there.
Okay. So what started out as a personal love and devotion and just getting into the sport of it all then translated into a business for you, a profession. Speaking of business, you've been in business. This let's see, it's called Boot Camp Fitness and Training. How long has that been around?
Just over 7 years.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk more about that, folks. We're talking to Laurel Blackburn here, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday. Glad you've joined us. And the fact is, you have that business operating in such a fashion that if a person wants to participate at some level, they can be a part of that and not have to buy into the whole package. You have kind of a way of, you've said you tailor the fitness program, but it's not just a one size fits all in terms of commitment. I mean, can I come in once a week if I want to come in once a month, or how does that work?
Okay, unlike a traditional gym where you sign a contract and they take all your money, and they, you know, you can show up or not show up to a gym. Right. Ours is a 4-week program, so you would actually sign up for four weeks. On a certain date, we start, we stop. You can come 3 days a week or 2 days a week.
I see.
So 1 day a week, I don't really like that because then you're not going to see results. Mm. So then who looks bad? You know, you never look at yourself and say, I only worked out 1 day a week. You're going to say, well, that program did not work.
Sure, sure. So in that regard, you have certain minimums you're going to expect of us as a paying customer. You're going to say, look, if this is what you want to do, this is how it works. Because to compromise that means you're both sort of coming out losing at the end of the whole process.
Right.
Okay. If you look at how the fitness industry has changed over the last, and you've been in it for a number of years.
Right.
You said 15. This business, 7 years. Are there parts of that that bother you at all?
I think a lot of people are looking for quick fixes. You know, I have a problem with sleep, so sometimes I'll have the TV on. And the load of crap that you see in the middle of the night for these quick fixes and stupid machines and crap you can stick on your stomach that's supposed to give you a six pack in 2 minutes a day. And, you know, and if you, you know, one thing I did was pause the TV and it says results,
very fine print.
Results are a result of diet and exercise. Uh-huh. It has nothing to do with this gadget, but people are so desperate and want a quick, easy fix that they buy into that. The fitness industry is like $30 billion industry.
Right.
Yeah. So, and we as a country are fatter than we've ever been. So it's not working.
Something's not working.
Yeah, it's not working.
If you think of ways in which the local fitness scene has changed, we already talked about the proliferation of these fitness centers around, and yours is one of them. How do you think the general public is responding? Do you see people increasing in their frequency with you? I mean, you see more and more people getting involved with your business, for example?
Yeah, I mean, more people are getting involved. More people are joining gyms. I mean, if there wasn't a demand for it in Tallahassee, I don't think all these gyms would open. You know, there's all kinds of boot camps now. Hmm. There's CrossFit. Like, Tallahassee's got a great diverse fitness community. I mean, you can, whatever you're into, you can find. I mean, some people love the Zumba classes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the dancing, kickboxing, you know, the rock gym.
Right.
I mean, there's like so many
Even
great
salsa
ways.
Salsa has gotten
right, that's the Zumba. So to me, whatever works for you, whatever you enjoy, you know, if you like going to the gym for 2 hours, you know, or you prefer to do dancing or kickboxing.
Whatever, huh?
Yeah, I just think we as a community have just a great resources of something that'll fit everybody.
Do you personally like the outdoor life as well? Are you a big kayaker or runner, or do you do a lot of outdoor sports, or no?
No. I run,
yeah,
but I hate running, and everyone knows that. I run more socially with the dogs to get exercise, but man, I hate it.
I've never been a big fan of running because I got to have some place to go. So the idea of just running with no end in sight. It's not going to help me. I'm sorry. I can run to the end of the room and back to change the TV channel.
And one of the things I started doing a year ago is running on the trails.
Ah.
And I'm like,
and there's a lot of those.
Oh my God. I'm like on the trails. It's incredibly beautiful. Piney Z, there's alligators. There's like all our native birds and it's quiet and you can hear birds. And I'm like, how can anyone choose to run on the sidewalk with cars and exhaust fumes and the pounding on your joints when we have these incredible trails to run on or walk on or whatever?
That is a good point. And, you know, for many years I've been an avid kayaker, and I've found that the rivers in North Florida offer a huge resource for us. I mean, celebrated around the world, some of the best kayaking and canoeing rivers in the world, and they're sitting right here in our backyard, literally. So if you've never been out to the Wasissa River, man, you're missing out. You gotta at least drive out to the headwaters, get out of your car and stand there and just look at it, and who knows, maybe you'll get it. You know, you'll actually break down. Try renting a kayak and give it a shot, you know. Is that something you advocate? So in addition to the training that you might do, get involved in a lifestyle that is going to continue to support your health, huh?
Right. I mean, you know, if you don't take your fitness and health and do something enjoyable with it, what's the point? I mean, why go to a gym 2 hours a day and then get home and sit on your couch for 5 hours?
Right.
You know, take advantage of your fitness, your health, and find something outdoors or find something you enjoy to do. You know, involve the family, involve your friends.
Right.
I mean, otherwise, it's kind of like, why are you going through all this trouble to get healthy and fit if you're not going to make it part of a lifestyle?
Yeah. Do you think in the business of training, physical training and fitness, there have been advances because of technology? Are we better in, I mean, apart from all the bogus sort of gadgets you were talking about, the late night TV ads, the serious side of it is fitness training equipment seems to have made some advances to me. I mean, the last time I was in the gym, I'm looking at some machines that I couldn't even figure out what they're supposed to do. You know, I'm used to some free weights.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what to do with the free weights.
Right.
Lift and push, you know. But it seems to me there's been some technological advances in that direction as well.
Okay, here's the thing about that.
All right, let's hear it.
One of the things that I find awesome is that we are actually going back to body weight training, functional training, stuff you can actually use. Now, machines at gyms are great if you're brand new or injured. It keeps you in a safe plane of motion. People still get hurt on machines. If they don't know how to adjust the machine, they'll get hurt.
Really?
To me, squatting, deadlifting, all the stuff with free weights is more functional because that's how we move in real life.
Right.
We do not do much seated like you would at a machine.
Right. That's
we
true.
Are moving, we're standing, we're reaching, we're pulling, we're climbing, we're getting out of bed, we're rolling. So the more you can do in just natural planes of motion, the better off you're going to be.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited that a lot of the fitness is starting to go back to just old school training with old school equipment or just your body.
Well, and would that include stuff that I can do in my living room in the morning?
Right.
Yeah. See, because I remember as a kid, my mom was a big Jack LaLanne fan.
He was awesome.
He was. And every morning. I mean, and she'd be in there doing her toe lift, you know, and then she'd do the facial thing where she was stretching her facial muscle. And of course, as a 5-year-old, it's scared me to death.
Yeah.
Because, you know, but he was on air for years, right? And
didn't he die like last year at 90 something?
Yeah, well, his body is still alive.
Right. You know? Yeah.
For his age, he was amazingly well preserved. But then you have guys like Charles Atlas who developed a methodology that was all about I guess, what do you call that? The self-resistance kind of thing where you're you're using your own muscles
right.
against each other
right.
to do that kind of training?
Right. Like,
what do they call it? I don't remember either.
Isometrics.
Isometrics. Thank you. Well, so that sort of speaks to your point here, that if you don't have a $20,000 machine sitting there in the corner, that doesn't mean you can't get fit.
Right.
Okay, so if you could give me maybe, give me five things that I could do individually, personally, daily, weekly, that could help me get in better shape, what would I do?
So just stuff without equipment.
I'm just saying, yeah.
Okay. I mean, someone who's new, go for a walk. What I tell people is your body will adapt to whatever you do pretty quickly. So instead of going for a walk, you know, for 30 minutes, you know, people will start adding time. It's like, who's got 2 hours to walk? I say find a hill, walk up and down that hill 20 minutes.
Tallahassee's got hills.
That's going to be more effective than just adding more and more time to a walk.
Okay.
Body weight squats, you know, as long as, you know, your form's good and you're getting a good full range of motion, push-ups. You know, really jumping rope, even if you don't have a rope, burns a ton of calories. You know, bridges where you're laying on your back, your feet are on the floor, and you raise your butt. That's a great hamstring and glute workout.
Okay.
That you can, you know.
Those are simple things to do.
You can do them during, if you got off the couch and did like a few sets during commercials, that's almost what the way commercials are. That's like an hour of, you can fit an hour of workouts in.
Yeah. Well, folks, we're talking with Laurel Blackburn, if you've just joined us. Laurel, for her part, is a fitness expert, a personal trainer, owner of a local business, Boot Camp Fitness and Training, and Tallahassee Kettlebells. We're going to find out about what the heck kettlebells are all about. And you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We're glad you joined us. Talking with Laurel Blackburn, and glad that you've tuned in, because this is your moment. This is your opportunity to get it all together and figure out, okay, it's 2013. I ain't 35 anymore. Heck, I'm not even 45 anymore. we'll stop there.
Hey, I'm not 45 anymore either. So
Laurel, you're here to help me, and she's given us already some pretty good advice and some simple ideas about personal schedule, your daily routine. You know, if nothing else, at least lifting that case of beer out of the back of the car, do it 3 or 4 times.
Right.
You know, so.
Put it on the ground, squat down, pick it up.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I'm saying. On your way to the refrigerator, you know, see if you can jump in place
right.
5 times. Let's just try that.
Okay.
Oh, man. So, you started telling us a little bit about your business, and I want to find out, too, from another angle, what it's like to be a business owner in Tallahassee, one of our favorite topics around here. But then you've got this other thing called Tallahassee Kettlebells. Tell us about that.
Okay, a kettlebell is an old tool. It's a cannonball. It looks like a cannonball with a handle, and we have different weights. They were using this in Russia 300 years ago, and that's how they trained their army, just general fitness in Russia. This is an incredible tool. I actually got certified in 2009 to be a Russian kettlebell instructor. And what I find with this is you can have one kettlebell. We have everything at the gym from 10 pounds to 106 pounds.
Okay.
You can use it for ballistics or high intensity cardio with swings, snatches, cleans. And then you
Wait
can...
Wait a minute. That sounded dangerous. With what?
Swings, kettlebell swings.
What are that? What's that all about?
That is where you get in like a football hiking position.
Yeah.
And you grab the bell, you swing it back between your legs and explosively stand up at attention. It's hard to explain.
Wow.
But what that does is a lot of people I find have a lot of back pain because their butts are weak. If you look at people, they have the flattest butts, especially runners, long distance runners.
Yeah, see, my mom told me not to look at other people's butts, so I don't
right.
look at very
often. I look at butts.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I'm seated.
Okay. But a lot of people, it's great for strengthening the glutes or the butts, yeah. the hamstrings, the back. Oh. It's full body workout, but it's wow. high intensity conditioning.
Okay.
And then there's what we call grinds, which are slow. It's the pressing, it's the squatting, it's the deadlifting, it's Turkish get-ups.
Wow. Windmills. And you're using this kettlebell. Why do they call it a bell? It's a big...
I guess because it's round.
Ah.
It's a round shape with a handle, and it's made of iron.
Oh, okay. But it's not solid. It's
Yeah, it is solid.
Oh, it is solid. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's...
Wow.
Solid.
So, okay. So then there was another way you use these. You said the swings and
snatches. Cleans. So a snatch, if you think of the Olympic lifting, is taking the bell from the bottom yeah. position up overhead.
Okay.
And then cleans is taking the bell from the bottom position into the rack, which is, I guess, at shoulder level.
Okay.
The cool thing about the kettlebell is because it's off-centered.
Yes.
Like a dumbbell's... Even. So if I press a dumbbell, it's not as challenging. If I press a kettlebell, because of its shape and weight, I might have 25 pounds pulling my arm backwards.
Uh-huh.
But I'm using all the stabilizer muscles in my chest, my shoulders, core, to keep my arm straight.
I see.
So then when I add movement to that with windmills or Turkish get-ups, I am working all the smaller supporting muscles of the joints.
Windmills? What are windmills?
Windmill is standing, feet are at 45 degrees. The bell is in your hand over your head.
Right.
And you actually will hip hinge to one side. So it's like you're folding in half sideways with the bell still in the air. So again, taking my arm through that full range of motion as I move is really working on all those stabilizer muscles.
So do you carry liability insurance?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm just saying, I'm already starting to hurt just listening. And then there was a Turkish get-up?
Turkish get-up is starting from laying on the ground. This one's great because it works on strength, mobility, flexibility, and stabilization.
Okay.
I'm taking the kettlebell from the ground. It's seven different steps. So basically I'm going to do these steps and end up standing up with the bell overhead. So I'm also working my body asymmetrically. Instead of doing crunches, which do nothing for you, I'm actually, using one side of my body at a time.
Okay.
You know, getting up to the elbow, the hand.
And the advantage, again, is the fact that it's so intense and it's focused on a specific group of muscles? Or how you said, as opposed to the free weights that we're used to, a dumbbell, the advantage with this kettlebell is that it is a more focused, more intense type of...
It's just different. There's things you can do with a kettlebell that you can't do with a dumbbell.
Because of its shape, largely.
Okay. Right. Yeah. So it's a full body workout.
Wow.
Combined with high intensity conditioning.
You have a lot of people doing this?
Yeah, we have. Our classes are only 30 minutes, but we say it's a 2-hour workout in 30 minutes. We're getting the high intensity cardio, plus we're getting strength training. We had one guy, a long distance runner, he put on 20 pounds of muscle in like 12 weeks.
Sweet.
And the other, the best thing.
All in one place?
Like all over his body.
Okay.
But the other thing, my favorite thing, is that you can do intense conditioning and it doesn't impact your joints, like running, jumping.
See, now that's a good point.
Right.
I mentioned earlier my regimen, and I did notice ankles and knee joints were, you know, starting to feel it. And if I am in a situation, let's just say hypothetically, maybe I've slipped off that treadmill. Okay. You know, and at one point I had lost quite a bit of weight and I've put a few pounds back on. And what do I do now? Do I go right back to what I did before? Do I have to kind of work my way back into it, would you say? And I'm talking both physically and mentally. What would you recommend?
There is actually a concept called gradual progressive overload, which means when you start a fitness program, you do it gradually. And I see a lot of trainers at gyms get a brand new person, maybe a weekend golfer, weekend warrior, and just kill them at the gym on their first workout. Person either gets injured or they're so sore they can't even go to work the next day, and they quit.
Yeah.
To me, I tell my clients, I would rather you not be sore tomorrow, but we have a mentality.
Yeah.
Being sore and not being able to sit on the toilet is a good thing.
Right.
To me, it's not a good thing.
Right.
You know, you might be sore, but to miss work or something else is ridiculous. So, you know, the body adapts very quickly. So you can start off just very gradually and then start increasing intensity of the workouts pretty quickly.
Okay.
Depending on your health in the beginning.
Well, folks, I hope you know that I'm feeling encouraged. Maybe you are too, to get back into that regimen that we once knew. And according to Laurel Blackburn, here we are with the Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday, talking about how we can do for ourselves some very simple things. And Laurel, you're saying there to wherever you left off, get back into it, but don't try to do it all in a day. Take yourself, give yourself some time.
Right, and be patient with yourself and be patient with your progress.
See, I'm feeling better already.
Yeah.
This is good. Good. Okay, so here you are, business owner, Tallahassee, and you own Boot Camp Fitness and Training and Tallahassee Kettlebells. What's it like to be in business in Tallahassee?
I've done really well. I was very fortunate that I had people pulling for me. I knew nothing about business when I started, nothing. But I got mentors.
Really?
One of my, he says this isn't true, but Guy Moore that owns Garnet and Gold.
Yeah.
If it was not for him mentoring me and helping me and giving me advice, I wouldn't be where I am today. So I think as a business owner, even if you've established, to me it's important to have mentors in the business world, someone you can go to, someone you can run ideas past. I don't begin to think I know it all, whether it's fitness, business, or whatever. Even this year, 7 years later, I'm like trying some new things, that I haven't done before. So to me, business is the same kind of growing steps and growing pains as getting in shape.
Just like that. So you apply in your business sense the same sort of mentorship strategy.
Like a personal trainer.
Like a personal trainer. You have more than just one. You mentioned Guy Moore. Guy's a friend of the show. We love Guy. You have other folks as well that have been a part of your success, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, even my clients, like we've had clients for 7 years that we become such a family, and you know, a lot of them have skills and ideas. They can see the business from a different angle as a client. So, you know, I'm open to suggestions. I'm open to, you know, like I said, I don't pretend to know it all. If I did that, I'd probably fail immediately. So I'm always open to suggestions.
And that seems to me to be the strategy you're employing with your own clients. In other words, Brian, be open to suggestion. Let me work with you. Let me help you. You don't know all there is to know about your own health or about fitness and training. I know a few things that might be of use to you.
Mm-hmm.
You find that in your work, people come to you. They want the fix, but they don't want to change. They don't want to make the changes that you're calling for.
Oh my God, all
kind
the
of
time.
A pushback.
I mean, we have people join. We ask them to make simple changes to their diet.
Won't do
some people won't show up.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand, because you're paying
That doesn't make
a bunch
sense.
Of money.
Yeah.
Or they think exercise is going to be the cure-all. And we have a saying on the wall at the gym that you can't out-train a bad diet. So if you can go bust your butt working out.
Yeah.
But if you're going home and drinking Mountain Dews and eating crap, you're not going to see
it. Garbage in, garbage out, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, you may be stronger. Heart may be in better shape, but if your goal is fat loss, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah. Well, in fact, with the kinds of options we have for good, healthy food, really no excuse there, is there either? I mean, and of course, a lot of folks are very emphatic about organics. Mm-hmm. Some folks are very emphatic about less meat or no meat in the diet. Do you have a particular suggestion on that stuff, or are you focused on getting people to eat a certain way, or you're just trying to get them to eat healthy?
Healthy, because unless you're a registered dietitian in Florida,
yeah,
it's illegal to give
not your business
diets or anything.
What's your personal take on it, though? Just as an
individual? I mean, I really suggest people cut out the processed crap.
Yeah,
you know, drink water instead of Mountain Dew. Mm. Instead of reaching for potato chips, reach for something healthy. Mm. I also encourage people to make very small, doable goals. You know, people, especially New Year's, mm-hmm. I'm not going to eat sugar. I'm not going to eat junk food. I'm going to exercise every day.
Yeah, get real.
You know, I'm going to quit drinking.
Ain't going to happen.
Right. If you can, for 1 week, say, cut your Cokes down to mm-hmm. one a day,
yep.
that's a success. And you that's something you'll probably accomplish.
That's a very good point. I noticed that by cutting back on certain high-carb beverages, especially those that are alcohol mm-hmm. in nature, right, like beer,
right,
going for either water or if I'm drinking like a club soda. I mean, if I go to a restaurant, 9 times out of 10, I'll order club soda.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of restaurants don't serve club soda. Or if it's a mineral water or something of that nature. And there's a kind of nice substitute there. You know, some people think carbonation isn't good for you too. But I have to say, it's great to be drinking, you know, a can of, you know, club soda as opposed to a beer.
Right.
And knowing that I'm not throwing another 200-300 calories at me.
Right.
Know, not to mention how many carbs I'm having to mm-hmm. process, which, as we know, the body looks at just like it would a candy bar and says, don't need this right now. Convert it to fat. Put it over here.
Right.
Now, one trainer told me, too, that the body looks at fat as an asset. So it doesn't think that this is a problem. When it's storing fat, it's like, great, because we don't know if we're going to get another meal. So we'll just store this up over here. And it's like having to reverse that tendency in your body. And I found that to be true during that whole weight loss time. For myself, getting the cardio going, right,
mm-hmm.
burning up the sugar in the blood, and then keep that going until now it's forcing the body. I guess it's called what, ketosis? Is that it? Where you're actually forcing the body to convert fat into burnable fuel. So I can say that worked. That was the mechanism that worked for me anyway, and. And I didn't have to get real radical in terms of diet or exercise, but being consistent was the key.
Right.
You know, consistently showing up and doing that for an hour, hour and a half, 3 times a week. If you were to give people, you know, maybe three things that they could do, we talked about some of the specifics that they can do at home, maybe a little broader level, three goals for this year, would you help us in that direction? If you could say, look, here are the three things you really need to do for yourself in 2013, what would that be?
This is actually one thing I started doing. Instead of focusing on weight loss or fat loss, I'm focusing on my overall health.
Ah.
I'm focusing on performance goals. You know, I have okay. like strength goals. People have running goals.
Yeah.
What happens if you focus on your health, you know, feeling better, sleeping better, more energy, and focus on some performance, whether it's running, weightlifting, or whatever, chances are the weight loss, fat loss is going to follow. When I focus on weight only, I will fail. I've tried to lose the same 5-10 pounds for 10 years.
And I've done it several times, and it keeps coming back.
It's not going to happen.
Right.
So it's like, why am I beating myself up every time I step on the scale? I mean, I wish for 2013 that people would quit focusing on the scale.
Okay.
And instead focus on their health.
General health.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that could be for me a little bit different than it might be for you, right?
Right.
Because we're different bodies, different gender, different age, different lifestyle, whatever. but find out what that goal is for me. So maybe it is, I am going to quit smoking.
Right.
That might be a good idea.
Right.
Or what else? Maybe I'm going to simply increase my level of activity.
Right.
You know, and you said earlier, that could be just walking up a hill, you know, make it a good hill. But
right. And if people, you know, I really believe setting goals are important. And a lot of people set goals that are just too nonspecific. So yeah. It's like, okay, I want to lose weight. Okay, how many times have you said that?
Yeah.
Well, how much weight do you want to lose? What date do you want to lose that weight by?
Yeah.
What steps are you going to take every single day to accomplish that goal?
Okay.
I believe in writing your goals down. I believe in making them so specific that you can feel it, you can see it, you can taste it, you can, like it's part of your being.
Okay.
You know, it needs to be exciting. Like losing 10, you know, losing weight does not excite me. But if I can picture myself in May on the beach in a bikini and just strutting out there and feeling confident.
Yeah.
That is more exciting to me than I want to lose weight.
Well, I'd like to see that too.
Okay.
So just let you know, I'm
all right.
I'm excited there with you.
I will contact you in May.
Please.
Okay.
Folks, if you've just tuned in, we're glad you have because we're learning about caring for ourselves and staying motivated. And Laurel, you've given us two ideas here, by the way. And folks, you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday. Glad you've tuned in. Two ideas that have to do with what we can do for ourselves in this year. And you said, well, the first thing you got to do is step back a little bit and look at, instead of saying, I'm going to try to lose weight, look at general health. I want to be healthier in 2013. The second thing was set some specific goals, not just, well, I hope I feel better. All right, we've already said that. You want your health to improve. Now, what does that look like in terms of some specifics? And you said write those down or even share them with somebody, mm-hmm. maybe, huh? So that you have that sense of accountability, the mentorship that goes into that.
Right.
Does that mean necessarily that I need to come and join a gym? Or that might be part of it, huh? So folks come to you here at You Are a Business Owner, you know, boot camp, fitness and training, and they're looking to you for that level of accountability. They want you to be that mentor in their lives. So if they don't join a group, if they don't buy in somewhere, at least find somebody, you think, that they can say, hey, I reached another step along my way here. Is that part of a successful regimen, do you think?
I think having accountability really helps people succeed.
Yeah.
I will lie to myself. I will cheat. You know, I could eat a box of Wheat Thins, but because it says wheat and thin, I think it's a health food.
See, I fell into that trap myself. Okay.
Yeah.
You're telling me that's not true.
That is not true. Okay. Now, if I had, and we have like online support groups on Facebook, and we have a transformation support group at the gym. Huh. And what we do is we go around, what is your weekly goal? How are you going to get there? Huh. Online, they post, what are you going to do today to reach that goal?
Okay.
It's a daily behavior. Huh. My third thing for 2013, if you want to succeed, is keep a food journal.
Really?
Even if you kept a food journal and didn't change anything you eat, you're going to lose weight.
Really? Why?
Because you're going to start seeing it. You're going to be more accountable.
Ah,
it's right there.
In front of you.
Right. You know, people think, especially even obese people think, well, I don't eat that much.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. Especially when it's a quart of ice cream and a Snickers bar. Yeah, that probably.
I mean, if you go to McDonald's and have a Big Mac, a super duper pooper large Coke, and fries, that's my calories for the entire day. Mm. Say you do that, plus you have your Mountain Dew at work, you potato chips, whatever.
Yep.
You only ate, say, one meal, but that meal was more calories than you burned that day.
Yeah. We a lot of us use food as a payoff too, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're I starved myself through the day, or you know, I deserve this. You know, my boss yelled at me today, or my kids don't love me, my dog bit me, so I deserve this deep fried peanut butter sandwich.
Right.
or Twinkie.
Right.
So if you can still get them.
Yeah.
So that's part of the business here, I think, too, isn't it? To get us to stop thinking of food as the
reward.
Yeah. And a lot of parents do that. They reward their kids with food for good behavior.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. If you're really good today, mommy will take you
to McDonald's
or Burger King or whatever. Huh. So, folks, if you're just tuning in, what we're doing here is talking about what you and I can do in 2013, even today, to try to take better care of ourselves. And Laurel Blackburn has joined us, who, for her part, in the last 15 years, has been busy helping other folks do just that. She has a business called Boot Camp Fitness and Training and Tallahassee Kettlebells. All of this about the business of keeping people focused, working through those personal objectives and goals they have, and doing it with, it seems to me, a little bit of flair. You seem to really like what you do. And you said you got into this because you liked working out. You like the whole body training, fitness training, weight training ideas, and it kind of moved into a business opportunity for you. Sort of fell into it, I guess.
Right.
And then you've had all this mentorship along the way. If you were to say to somebody who is just now wanting to get into the business, maybe they hear you and say, "Gosh, I'd like to have my own clinic or fitness training center as an owner." Any advice there for them?
Yeah.
okay.
I would say be prepared. You know, I was working as a personal trainer at a gym. Huh. I started researching, and I belong to several professional trainers association and things online. And when I decided to start this boot camp program, I actually set a date 6 months from the time I decided to do it.
Huh.
So a lot of people, I think, fail, especially in the fitness business, because they think, oh, I love fitness, I'm in shape, I'm going to start a fitness business and hope people will come to it.
Okay.
I mean, I researched. I had business plans. I wrote down, like, all my dreams. I wrote down how much money I wanted to make. I wrote down what kind of clients I wanted to have. I wrote down what I wanted my business to look like. And then I researched and I looked for places. And I even wrote workouts down 6 months before I ever started. So I went into it, I think, really prepared.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I didn't make mistakes or do stupid things along the way that didn't work out. But I think the more prepared you are, get with someone who knows what they're doing. Like I said, get a mentor.
You had the vision.
Right.
And you were specific about it. You detailed this for yourself.
Right. And I still have all my notebooks.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Going back 15 years.
Yeah.
So, folks, here's my quote for you. If you're not living the dream, you got to start dreaming the life.
Mm-hmm.
Write that down. I wrote that. That was mine.
You know, one thing, after 7 years of doing this, there's times I drive home at night and I'm almost in tears because I love what I do. I love my clients. You know, I'm not saying I make a lot of money on this. Sometimes, some months it's a hobby.
Yeah.
But there's only been a few days where I was like, oh, why did I get into this? Most of the time I drive home and I'm like, I am so lucky to have this in my life and these people.
That's amazing. Folks, we're glad you've tuned in. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday. Talking with our new friend, Laurel Blackburn, who as a business owner.
I've progressed to friend.
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
Well, once you complete this grueling session in our show, you've graduated. So now you're a friend.
Yay.
Absolutely. Now, look, don't be expecting a T-shirt or anything to show up in the mail.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, this is, we take this one step at a time. However, I will make a note in my calendar. May, you
May.
Said? Yeah, okay. Yeah, Bikini Beach, okay. Got that. Okay. And folks, if you are like me, you are a person who wants the best in life and wants things to happen, but by golly, you know, I don't always do what I should be doing. And people like Laurel are out here to say, come on, big buddy, you mm-hmm. can do this. So for her part, she's been in the business of helping people get in shape, stay fit, stay healthy. And Laurel, you've been very helpful in reminding us that it's not that hard. And it doesn't have to be like anybody else. It can be tailored to my lifestyle, my particular mm-hmm. goals. And you said earlier, just think about getting healthy. Think how
that
looks.
It's a process. Yeah. It's not, I mean, Biggest Loser just screwed us all, I think.
Really? Yeah, we're it's like an all or nothing sort mm-hmm. of deal. You know, and again, the whole emphasis is on weight loss when it really ought to be, you're saying, it ought to be more on good health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, folks, I tell you, if you're just tuning in, shame on you, but don't feel too badly because we've got this show available to you online, just like we do all of the shows that we've done for you. TallahasseeTalks.com is right there online for you. You can go anytime, day or night, while you're working out. You could go and listen to this show or any of the shows that have been broadcast. Go to the Listen tab there on the website, and you can pull it up and enjoy this interview that we've had with Laurel Blackburn, owner of Boot Camp Fitness and Training and Tallahassee Kettlebells. Laurel, if you had one wish for us this year, and oftentimes I'll ask people, if you had a magic wand and you could wave that magic wand, what would be the one thing you'd want to have happen?
That people care deeply enough about themselves and their families and their friends that they're willing to do anything to change. Hmm. I mean, it amazes me that people are so sick, high blood pressure, diabetes, severely overweight, and they don't do anything about it, and they get sicker and sicker and sicker. Hmm. So my wish would be for people to actually care enough about themselves and think they are worth changing. Mm. And then remember, it's a process. It's not a quick fix. This is a lifestyle change. Mm. You know, and just be patient with yourself.
Thank you for being our guest today, Laurel. It's been great. Thank you so
much. I thank you for having me. This was fun. Yeah. It went by really fast.
It does go too quickly, folks.
I told you I can talk.
Well, that's true, and you've done well. In fact, folks, if you have an idea for us, a topic or a guest you'd like us to consider, email us at topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you, and we'll be looking forward to having you with us again next week right here every Saturday, bringing you what Tallahassee is talking about, because that's what we care about. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.